Rabbis, inspirational speakers, psychologists almost invariably will tell you that the goal of life is to become great. They'll tell you that the goal of life is to manifest your potential, to become the best you can be. But the question is, why? What's the underlying purpose of becoming great? What's the underlying purpose of fulfilling your purpose? It's a question which should really strike us as fundamental. Why is the purpose of life? If the purpose of life is to become great, why is that the purpose? Second question is that many people have a philosophical question. If Hashem is really so perfect, how can he create such an imperfect world? A world with poverty and disease and natural disasters. Why is the world so full of chaos and imperfection? And last but not least, why is life so difficult? Why are we faced with so many challenges and obstacles? If the purpose of our life is to become great, why is it so hard? So those are the starting questions. Now, there are a couple of important prerequisites. Prerequisite number one is that when we talk about Hashem, we are only talking about the way that we perceive Hashem. We're not talking about objective reality because we can't understand objective reality. We can only understand Hashem based on how he appears to us. Like you can't understand Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Hashem himself. You can understand Elohim, how Hashem expresses himself into this world. Number two is that when we talk about why Hashem created the world, we're not saying that this is why Hashem had to create the world. Aristotle famously said that the nature of God is he has to create the world. We believe in Ratzon, that the Ratzon Hashem chose to create the world. So the Ramchal, the Vilna Gaon, they always say, and the Maharal, and the Ramban, that Hashem chose to create the world, which is one of the most fundamental starting points before we have this discussion. The Ramchal and the Ramban explain as follows. The Ramchal mentions this in Das Tfunos, in Derech Hashem, in the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, in great depth. And he, as well as many others, explain as follows. Hashem is absolute and ultimate goodness. Now, Hashem is also more than absolute goodness, but the way that we perceive Hashem is that he's absolute goodness. But there's two aspects of being absolute goodness. Number one is that he is absolute good, but the other is that Hashem can also do good unto others. Not only be good, but to do good. So Hashem chose to actualize that potentiality when he created the world, and he chose to do good unto others. And what would be the ultimate good to give unto someone else? If Hashem is the ultimate good he can give is himself. So Hashem allowed for there to be an opportunity for other than him to experience Hashem. For other than him, for let's say Adam HaRishon, to experience the ultimate goodness and oneness of Hashem. Which is, if you think about it, to be all-knowing, all-kind, all-powerful, to have complete self-control, to be godly. So in other words, Hashem created that which is other than him to experience godliness, to experience perfection. Now, the question is, and this is the ultimate question, why didn't Hashem create us in Olam Haba, create us in a realm of reality where we can experience that perfection, where we can experience Hashem? Now remember, we're talking about to almost be in a oneness relationship, to be have the ultimate connection with Hashem. That's why the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem is always referred to as marriage, as oneness. That's why when we talk about Ma'an Torah, Klal Yisrael married Hashem, that Har Sinai was the chuppah, that we married Hashem, that Yetzias Mitzrayim was Erison and Ma'an Torah was the chuppah. So when we talk about the marriage that we have with Hashem, why did Hashem create us that way? Why did he create us in Olam Haba? Why did he create us in a world where we have to build it, where you have to use free will, but you have to choose it, where it's hard and difficult, where so many people aren't living spiritual lives, where you have to choose to be one of the rare individuals that lives life on a higher plane, that maximizes their potential, that is developing their mind and their midos, that is making the most of their life? Why is it so hard? So the Ramchal explains that the reason why it's so hard is because it's the term of the Yerushalmi, the bread of embarrassment. The Hashem didn't want to give it to us for free, because if it was for free, then it would be embarrassing. A poor person gets handouts, it's embarrassing, he didn't earn it. So Hashem wanted it to be that we can earn our Olam Haba. And this is the famous answer. Now, an angel has that concept of perfection. He never earned his perfection. He didn't choose it. He didn't build it. He was created that way. So instead of Hashem creating us as malachim, the ultimate perfection would be to be a human being, to be able to choose your perfection, to build your godliness, to become godly. However, there is another fundamental problem with this. Why didn't Hashem create us in a way that we aren't embarrassed of getting free handouts? Remember, it's a circular answer. If the whole reason Hashem created us was so that we can enjoy the fact that we chose, that we earned our perfection, we earned our godliness, why not create us in a way that we can enjoy godliness for free, as a gift, as a malach? Why do we have to come into this world to choose it and build it and earn it? And the answer is understanding the concept of oneness, the concept of marriage, the concept of a relationship, the concept of connection. Remember, Olam Haba isn't just getting gifts. It's being in an absolute existential connection, oneness with Hashem, experiencing Hashem. You can only have a oneness relationship with something that is like you. You can't marry a rock. There's a reason humans don't marry rocks. It's because rocks have nothing to do with human beings. They're completely different. If Hashem created us in a way that we receive perfection for free without choosing it, without building, without earning it, we would be the complete opposite of Hashem, and it would not be the ultimate connection. It would not be the ultimate oneness. Hashem would be the creator. We would be the created. Hashem would have perfection. No one gave him his perfection. We would have been given our perfection for free. Hashem would have free will, and we would be forced. Hashem would be the creator. We'd be the creator. Hashem would be the giver. We would be the taker. So instead, Hashem creates in that we can literally become godly. We can become Tzelem Elokim. We have the potential to have Tzelem Elokim, but our job in this world is to become godly. We can become the creators of ourselves. We can become all-giving. We can become knowing. We can manifest our free will. And we can become like Hashem. And that's really why the difference between Hashem and us is that Hashem is perfect, Hashem is godly, and we have to choose to become godly. Hashem is good. Hashem is the ultimate good. We have to choose to become good. We have to use our free will to manifest our potential to become godly. And that's why Hashem created us an imperfect world. He created us in a world with a lot of challenges, where the world is not perfect, because we have to choose to become perfect. We have to use our free will in a world where we don't see Hashem. We have to choose to see Hashem. It has to be difficult because we have to earn it and build it ourselves. And this is also why we live in a world of time, in a world of movement, of process, because our goal in life is to become godly. It's not to be godly. That's Hashem is perfect. Our job is to become perfect, to constantly become more and more, to grow more and more, to learn more and more, to manifest more and more of our potential. And this is why the purpose of life is to become great. It's not just to become great for the sake of being great. It's to become our perfect selves, to become godly. That is why Hashem created us. And this is also why we have so many challenges. The Ramban explains that the purpose of a challenge is to help you manifest your potential. Hashem didn't give Avram challenges so that he can see whether or not Avram could become perfect. Hashem gave Avram challenges so that Avram could manifest and actualize his potential. And this is what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is the result of everything we built in this world, everything we do and don't build. In this world, we get to become. In Olam Haba, you get to exist as everything that you created in this world. And the problem is that people think they'll live forever, but time is dying. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what are we extracting from time? Are we becoming the people we are meant to become? Because if you think about your memories, your memories are all of your past that you have actualized. It's everything you are. It's everything you've become. And the question is, what are you going to do with the rest of the time you have left? Because we only have a limited amount of time in this world to become the best people we can be. And the question is, what are you doing with the time you have left?